Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church, and we're so glad that you've joined us in this study of the book of Joshua. Our prayer is that this study equips you to live the victorious life that is offered in Christ. God bless.
This is day 11 of Joshua, Living the Victorious Life. Today's title is Covenant Commitment. Pekah M. Pitkanen said, "Here's the trade. Rahab saves the messengers while the men of Jericho are in control, and the messengers are to save Rahab later once the Israelites are in control." Our text today is Joshua 2, 12 through 14. "Now then, please swear to me by the Lord that as I have dealt kindly with you, you also will deal kindly with my father's house, and give me a sure sign that you will save alive my father and my mother, my brothers and sisters, and all who belong to them, and deliver our lives from death." And the men said to her, "Our life for yours even to death. If you do not tell this business of ours, then when the Lord gives us the land, we will deal kindly and faithfully with you." We read yesterday that Rahab and the Canaanites greatly fear the Lord. David Jackman, in his commentary on Joshua, writes, "The truth of who God is and what he has done for his people has already penetrated Jericho, and when the word of God gets into enemy territory, only two reactions are possible. Either there is faith in the greatness of the Lord and casting of oneself entirely on his mercy, or there is fear, which determines to resist God's supremacy, challenge his will, and continue to fight against his purposes. Once the uniqueness of his sovereign authority and power over the whole of creation is realized, the reaction can only be submission or resistance. In the face of God's purposes, neutrality is impossible. There is no neutral ground when it comes to following God. Serving God fully requires keeping our word faithfully. In fact, God told his people through his servant Moses the importance of keeping your word. Numbers 31 through 2 states, "Moses spoke to the heads of the tribes of the people of Israel, saying, 'This is what the Lord has commanded. If a man vows a vow to the Lord or swears an oath to bind himself by a pledge, he shall not break his word. He shall do according to all that proceeds out of his mouth.'" Rahab asks for a covenant commitment from the two spies. She wants the spies to swear that they will treat her and her family kindly, as she has treated them with kindness. The word kindness, found twice in verse 12, is the Hebrew word chesed. It can be translated kindness born out of loyalty to a cause. This is a very important Old Testament concept. One Bible expert said that this word is one of the richest, most theologically insightful terms in the Old Testament. It is a word that expresses kindness, love, loyalty, and mercy. Chesed is a steadfast love that is based on a covenantal relationship. God is the perfect example of this rock-solid faithfulness that endures forever. In the 26 verses of Psalm 136, the word chesed is used to describe the Lord in a repeated refrain with the phrase, "His steadfast love endures forever." When Rahab showed chesed to the two spies, she requested that they show chesed in return. With the same faithfulness of the promises of God, Rahab wanted these two spies to keep their word. This was a powerful moment between the spies and Rahab as they sought a covenant promise between them. It is fitting that as the nation of Israel prepares to step into the promises of God, a Canaanite prostitute is asking for a covenant promise of loving kindness. Rahab asked for a sure sign of this steadfast love and kindness. This sign will be a scarlet cord that we will discuss further in tomorrow's devotion. But suffice to say, this sign will be a vivid symbol of faith that is still talked about today. The two spies agreed to the covenant with these profound words, "Our life for yours, even to death." "Our life for yours" meant they promised to value Rahab's life as much as they valued their own. "Even to death" meant that they would keep their covenant promise to Rahab even if it killed them. The God of everlasting love and kindness made the same promise to his children. He sent his only Son to die for our sins. Jesus valued our forgiveness more than his own life. Paul describes Jesus in Philippians 2:8 with these words, "And being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross." After some requirements for the covenant are mentioned, the spies close out their promise with the phrase, "We will deal kindly and faithfully with you." The spies return Rahab's chesed statement with one of their own. The word here in verse 14 is also chesed. When you have been shown the chesed love of a promise-making, promise-keeping God, you have the integrity and strength to show this faithful love to others. Questions. How do you feel about God's chesed love and faithfulness? In what ways is God's love easier to receive than it is to extend? How are you personally living out your covenant commitment with Jesus Christ? Pray with me. Lord, just as you have shown us your loving kindness in such extreme ways as to die for us, teach us how to show that same kindness to everyone in our lives. In your name we pray. Amen.